Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Jacob and a Sioux, and the very expensive bowl of soup. Do you ever fight with your brother and sisters? Nah, I'm sure you don't too much. Here's the story of two brothers who were fighting with each other even before they were born. It led to much trouble and unhappiness, but then, fighting always does. Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebecca. Many years went by, and still they did not have any children, and so Isaac prayed to God, "O Lord, please look with favor on my wife Rebecca and bless us with children." God heard Isaac's prayer, of course. God hears every prayer, and he answered it. When Isaac was 60 years old, Rebecca became pregnant, and not with just one child, but twins. But before they were even born, Rebecca could feel them kicking and fighting inside her. Why is this happening? She called out, and God said to her, "Two children are inside you. They will become fathers of two nations, just like the two are fighting with each other now. The two nations will struggle with each other. One will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger." Soon it came time for the young to be born. The first baby born boy was a boy. He was all red and covered with hair, and so Isaac and Rebecca named him Esau, which sounded like their word for red. The second baby was also a boy. He came grabbing onto Esau's heel, so they named him Jacob, which sounded like their word heel. The boys grew up. Esau became a strong and skillful hunter who loved the outdoors. Jacob was a quiet man who preferred to stay at home. Isaac, like Esau, because he liked to eat the wild game Esau brought home from hunting. But Rebecca liked Jacob because he learned to cook and do other things to help her around the house. One day, Esau went out for another one of his hunting trips. He must have been gone for a few days, and the hunting must not have been very good, because when he came back, he was starving for something good to eat. It just so happens that when Esau came home, Jacob had just made a great big pot of hot steaming stew. The mouth-watering smell filled the air. "Give me some of that red stuff, I'm starving," Esau demanded. Jacob was a schmesher, and so he said, "Sure, I'll give you some stew if you will bring me your birthright." The birthright was a very important thing. It went to Esau because he was born first. When Isaac died, Esau's birthright would make him head of the household, and he would get twice as much of Isaac's wealth as Jacob would. But here is where Esau made his mistake. He was hungry now. He didn't care about tomorrow. All that bird stuff wouldn't just happen for a long time. But Jacob was wiser. He knew one day tomorrow would come. If he had the birthright, one day he would become the head of the household. "Give me your birthright and I'll give you some stew," Jacob said as he slurped on a steaming spoonful himself. All right," Esau said. "You can have my birthright. What good will it do for me if I starve to death?" Not that he would have starved to death. He was just hungry. "Do you promise?" Jacob said. "I promise," Esau snapped. All right, then, Jacob, and he gave Esau what he wanted. And so Esau gave away his birthright for a bowl of soup and a few pieces of bread. That wasn't too smart. The end.